بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين. الإمام أبو حنيفة was sitting down when a man approached him complaining about his financial situation. He told the Imam, "O Imam Abu Hanifa, I'm making 5 dirhams a month or a day, and it's not enough for me. I'm financially unable to maintain myself and my family." So the Imam told him, "Go back to your boss and ask him to pay you 4 instead of 5." So the guy's like, "What do you? Are you serious?" He's like, "Yes, go ahead and do it." So he listened, he complied, and he went to his boss and he told him, "I want to make 4 dirhams instead of 5. So basically, I want you to take a dirham away from the amount that I'm receiving." So the boss was like, "Yeah, of course, gladly, I'll do so." And then he came back to the imam, the worker, and he said, "Still, I'm not able to maintain myself financially." He told him, "Go back to your boss and ask for another dirham to be taken away. So now you're only taking 3 instead of 5. So to the surprise of the many sitting around the Imam Abu Hanifa, the guy came back a while later and he said, "Thank you, Imam. Now I'm able to have, you know, blessing in my money, and I'm able to meet my daily and my weekly and my monthly expenses." So everybody was shocked. How was it that 5 was not enough, but 3 was enough and more than enough? So the Imam Abu Hanifa sat and explained to the people around him. He said, "دخل الحرام جمع الحرام على الحلال ليكثره دخل الحرام على الحلال فبعثره." This man was putting in the effort that deserves 3 dirhams. So whatever he was making on top of that was undeserved, and so he was not able to use it in a blessed way. But now that he put in more effort and took less reward, he was blessing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the money that he had. And so that allowed him to financially meet all of his needs. Now, interestingly, the poetic way of saying it is he collected the haram onto the halal to make more of it. But in reality, the haram entered the halal and made it scattered. Sometimes it's not about making more money and asking for a raise. Sometimes it's putting in the effort and making sure you're getting that which you're working for. That allows you to have barakah in your wealth. That allows you to use your wealth in ways and in means that are efficient. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this Ramadan to be a way for us to rethink our financial worries and to rethink the way we spend and the way we earn monies. May Allah keep our money halal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and keep smiling in Ramadan.